The prophecy says that free women on the 10th year.
Nope, never. Of what? No.
The world will end.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Arden Rose.
And I'm Will Derbyshire.
And you're listening to Crash on My Couch. Which is our one-stop pit stop of the internet. Of all the interesting things that you would like to hear about. Ain't that right, Willie D?
That is right. This week on Crash on My Couch,
we talk about how B.O.B. thinks the world is flat.
We talk about a civilization lost in time.
And we finish it all up with the Kardashians. Yep, we talk about the Kardashians. This week and more on Crash on My Couch. Well, hey guys. Welcome back to Crash on My Couch. I'm Arden Rose.
And I'm Will Derbyshire.
And we're hanging out. I feel weird introducing ourselves now. Did we introduce ourselves last week? I feel like we never introduce ourselves anymore.
I feel like we do that all the time.
Hi, I'm Arden. And you're Will. And we like long walks on the beach and hanging out with friends and family.
I feel like we do that a lot, though, don't we?
Maybe we do, and
do the whole intro thing.
Well, we do intro every week. We do talk into the microphone and intro it every week. We do that, but I don't remember saying my name last week. I just love hearing my name said.
We should
out loud.
Do that Comedy Bang Bang thing where they slightly change their name every time.
Yes, like Stunt Rocket Man.
Yeah.
Instead of Scott Aukerman.
You could be like, oh my gosh, what could you have?
I don't even know. Garden Hicks.
Garden Hose.
Garden Hose. I'm Garden Hose, and this is...
You're going to have a tough time coming up with my one.
Bill Marby, sure. Marble, sure. No, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not even going to try to do it.
I was watching her trying to do it, and it was not going well.
Even in my own head, I knew it wasn't going to end up okay. But either way, hi, welcome back. Good to see you guys, hear you guys again. Actually, we're not hearing you at all. We're just hearing ourselves. But still, good to be here. We're actually back in a studio today, professional people.
Profesh.
Yeah. Shout out to Emma, who's sitting across from us listening to our dumb words. And we're enjoying it. I walked in and I was like, I feel like Howard Stern. I feel like I'm about to dig into some real truths when we're in an actual studio. When we're in our living room, we're like, hey guys, so we're really tired this week. we've had a really long week, and this has all been nuts, and bleh, but like, we're in a studio.
But now it's yeah.
We're drinking lattes.
Now we're you were just joking before the podcast about doing a detective serial Sarah Koenig.
I'm not kidding. I really think that we should. I think we should do, I don't know if you guys have watched American Vandal, which is our new favorite show on Netflix. But it's basically mocking the new wave of crime documentaries that have become really popular on Netflix and Hulu.
Mm.
It's hilarious because it's what's the guy's name? Oh, Jimmy Tatro.
Jimmy Tatro.
It's Jimmy Tatro playing this ne'er-do-well idiot in high school, and but someone taking it really seriously, Sarah Koenig, and trying to figure out if he committed a vandal, vandalism.
He gets accused of spray painting
27
dicks.
On cars,
basically, on the student faculty parking lot. And as a result, he gets expelled. And it's this little guy trying to
find justice for
him. Trying to find justice for it, yeah. But it's shot in the same way as a Netflix crime documentary.
Like a Making a Murderer or one of those. So we're going to do the same thing, but turn it into a podcast format where we just
great.
Rip the shit out of Sarah Koenig, even though she's my goddess. I think we should.
Yeah.
And our thing will be who stole the grilled cheese? And we'll go through three.
Who stole the grilled cheese?
Who stole the grilled cheese? And we'll go through 3-hour-long podcasts just trying to figure out who stole the grilled cheese. Anyway, so that's what we've been talking about this morning. Good times.
Do you want to get into the first segment?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So, our first segment today is Weekly
Idiot.
Weekly
Idiot.
Weekly
Idiot.
It's the Weekly Idiot.
Yeah, it is. All right, tell us who's stupid today, Will, other than me.
I'll tell you all about it.
Okay.
So, popular rapper Bob or B-O-B? Is it B-O-B or is it Bob?
I say B-O-B because there are periods in between each letter. So I'm assuming that you're supposed to call him B-O-B. Also, calling him Bob makes him feel like not a rapper.
Yeah, just Bob.
Bob. Well, also because I think of Bob the drag queen. But anyways, keep going.
That's true. I think of Bob from Twin Peaks.
Oh. Ew.
So B-O-B is a rapper. You might know him from his hit single with Hayley Williams.
And in the airplane.
He's in the night sky like shooting stars. Popular song about 25 years ago.
What if it actually was 25 years ago?
I don't know what he's been doing since then.
Apparently trying to...
But I do know now. Basically, popular rapper B.O.B. claims that the world is flat.
Good.
And he's going to try and find some money to prove it.
Okay.
So he's been quite outspoken about this in the past.
Why?
You know...
Did the article say, like, where his... Like, why he feels so strongly about it?
You know what? Let me get some facts for you.
Also, where is it? What website is this article from?
This isn't from a specific article currently. This is from a GoFundMe page, which is where he's trying to find money in order to do the research to prove that the world is flat.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, it's kind of the same with any, like, flat earth person. They kind of just throw out a number of really elaborate...
Reasons. But it doesn't... But realistically, in the grand scheme of things, does it really matter if the earth is flat or if it's round, even though it's obviously round?
Well, here's the thing. So, I found a Guardian article from the 26th of January, 2016. So this was, you know, over a year ago now, almost 2 years ago.
He's still trying to...
And then he was talking about the flat earth thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I remember him being in the news for being a flat earther.
So this is what he said. No matter how high in elevation you are, the horizon is always eye level. Sorry, cadets, I didn't want to believe it either.
How stupid are you? I'm sorry if any of our listeners believe in flat earth stuff, but no, I'm not, because you have to be really dumb to believe that's true.
And he posted a picture and was like, the seas in the background are approximately 16 miles apart. Where's the curve? Please explain this.
Does he not understand how large the Earth is? Like, does he really expect to, like, run really fast and, like, suddenly feel the curvature of the, like, Earth underneath him?
He shut down any and all attempts from followers to question his evidence, turning their questions about his theories back on them. When one user asked how no edge of the Earth had been discovered, if it were indeed flat, Bob responded, have you been to the edge, or is that what your science book told you?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Now I'm going to call him Bob because he deserves to be called Bob. Bob, have you been to the edge of the Earth?
Yeah.
Because I don't think you have, because the edge of the Earth doesn't exist, you dummy numbnut.
Neil deGrasse Tyson's like chiming on Twitter and like having this debate with him.
Oh.
All you can do is sigh. So anyway, cut to last 2 weeks, he has made a GoFundMe to prove that the world is in fact flat.
Do you think he's just trolling and he's just like going to keep the money?
Well, he's looking for $1 million. I don't know why you would need that amount of money to prove that the world is flat.
Well, you don't, because it's not going to happen because the world isn't flat.
So apparently it's to launch multiple weather balloons and satellites into space for experimental exploration. Bob has donated $1,000 to the cause to get it going and will be keeping you updated with a step-by-step documentation of the process.
Is he really only donating... He's only donating $1,000 to his own cause.
Yeah, well, you know what the terrifying thing is?
What?
In 18 days, actually, this is like kind of bad. In 18 days, he's raised $6,000, which is still upsetting when you think about it, because that's 199 people that have donated money to proving that the world's flat.
But you know what? You know what? Actually, here, I'm going to spin this. Ready for my spinning? If all the flat earthers that really did believe that this was like a conspiracy theory that people should be buying into donated money... All dozen of those people decided that was a good idea. I don't see what's wrong with that. It's like, you know what? If you want to spend your money in a really stupid way, go for it. If you want to pay to be proven wrong, have fun. Because that's the thing. If he ultimately made the goal of $1 million, which he will not, but even if he did, all he's going to do is have a bunch of weather balloons flown up that will then prove without a shadow of a doubt that the world is fucking round. How do you even get that mixed up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, fine, yeah. If you want to be a dummy dum-dum and, like, you know, pay money to that cause, sure, you're literally paying to have money thrown back in your face.
I suppose the big thing he's looking for, and this is kind of his, like, almost like his campaign speech, is he keeps saying, I'm looking for the curve, show me the curve.
I'm looking for the curve, show me the curve.
Where is the curve? He can't see the curve. That's the big thing.
But what does he think? I've always...
It's like, have you been on the plane, Bob?
Have you been on a plane, Bob?
That didn't disprove his theory, though.
But it does, just because there's a whole, like, operating a plane, you have to operate in a certain way that pays mind to the curvature of the Earth. Like, every satellite, everything that is orbiting Earth is constantly having to, like, have some sort of algorithm that keeps it in line with the curvature of the Earth. So, like, why would we need any of that stuff if the Earth was just flat?
I don't know. These are all big questions. But you know what? Like, if you're going to try and debate with him, he's just going to...
Be stupid back.
Be annoying back. Like, he's one of those people that, like, I'll pretend to be Bob and you can pretend to be a person that actually, you know, believes in science.
Okay. So, hi, my name's Garden Hose, and hi, Bob, and I believe that the Earth is round.
Okay, I believe the Earth's flat and you're wrong, so...
Why am I wrong?
Suck a dick.
Is that really? He's just going to go, suck a dick?
Yeah. That's what he'll say.
Oh, that's rude, first of all, Bob.
Okay.
And I'll suck a dick if I want to, not because you're telling me to.
Okay.
And also, you're wrong again.
I'm not wrong. The world is flat. You don't know it, and neither do I, so I'm going to assume it's flat.
Right. So your assumption is more important than my assumption.
All those satellite pictures.
Yeah.
You know, the hundreds of satellite pictures we have. Right. The thousands of pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all fake. None of them are real.
Why aren't they real, Bob?
Because they're trying to hide the fact that the world's flat.
Why?
I don't know. You need to ask the government about that.
See, that's where it falls apart for me. Why the fuck does the government give a shit if the Earth is flat or not?
I don't know. you gotta keep asking those questions, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
So anyway, I don't think we're gonna get anywhere with this, but regardless,
Bob. He's a dummy. He's the weekly idiot.
Newly titled Bob.
Bob is a weekly idiot.
Yeah.
But also, like, I just... Part of me feels like he's doing this because he's so irrelevant now that he has nothing left to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't throw that around very lightly because I think, like, the concept of being irrelevant is stupid because there are many talented people that just kind of, like, hang back in the wings and are really talented on their own. They don't need, like, worldwide recognition to be, like, important.
Mm.
But at the same time, he's the type of guy who is... Maybe, like, talented. I never really liked his music, so I don't really know what the dealio was with him.
If he came out with an album just about flat earth theories,
I'd listen to it. Yeah, no, I'd listen to it for sure.
Yeah, I might even get down to it.
I would. I mean, don't get too low,
like,
to the ground.
He should release like a trap music song, like this big, huge kind of club banger just about how the world's flat.
Yeah. And but, like, make it really subtle. So, like, it'll be like, boom, da da da, ba boom, ba da da da, earth is flat, do ba do, ba
da ba da. Yeah, because that's really subtle. Yeah, that's really subtle. Da da
da, but it's not round. Moon's fake.
A moon's fake as well.
Yeah, most flat earthers also believe the moon's fake.
I'll do that. That's just a big assumption.
Like, me just lumps in every conspiracy theory into
one. That's the other thing as well. You also think that the world's hollow. It's hollow.
Oh my god, yeah, we did do the hollow earth theory, didn't we? Aw, throwback. Cute.
So anyway.
But all I'm saying is I think this is just a grasp at relevancy. That's what I was trying to get at with that whole thing. Like, I don't believe in relevancy. I think it's stupid. But at the same time, I think that he has nothing else going for him.
But, like, there are other ways to be relevant. You don't have to...
Yeah, but look how much he's... Like, we're talking about him on a podcast. Like, look how much recognition he's getting for it. And if people are giving to this GoFundMe, who's to say that he's actually going to use any of that money?
Take that cash and run.
No, exactly. He's probably just like, oh, man, I already bought my fifth gold yacht, and now I'm in debt. Damn it.
I don't think he has five gold yachts.
No, I don't think he does either.
That song, Aeroplanes, was a big hit, but it was a long time ago. So.
What else was he in? What other songs is he...
I couldn't tell
you. I could name one song, Aeroplanes.
You know what? I'm going to look... Let me just look it up.
Was he in a Bruno Mars song?
I mean, everyone's in a Bruno Mars song. I was, for all I know, in a Bruno Mars song.
You were in a Bruno Mars song. We're like, whoa, that is Will's in a suit dancing to Uptown Funk. That's so weird. I did not... Wow, huh.
No, I mean, he has some, like, big, like...
What are they? Give me
well,
his
Well, I can't... I don't know... I don't even know the names. So, like, I don't know the actual song.
Well, what are the names?
You have Airplanes, which has 156 million hits on Spotify.
We know that one.
Then you have Headband with 2 Chainz. Does that ring any bells?
Don't remember that one.
Nothing on You featuring Bruno Mars.
That's what it was. Nothing on You, babe.
Nothing on you, babe.
Nothing on you, babe. All right, so we're banging it out.
And then you have one, So Good. So good. No, it's Zara Larsson.
Really, it wasn't good enough. Okay. That was a better So Good.
Well, anyway, moving on.
Well, we're done with this. We've talked about that for such a long time.
What's our next segment?
Okay, our next segment is a part of Go Science.
Go Science.
Go Science. And we're going to be talking about something pretty crazy. This is on Mental Floss. And actually, one of our lovely listeners, Phoebe, sent us this article on Twitter. So thank you, Phoebe, for sending this on over. She said, y'all got to discuss this on the podcast. I'm shook. Thank you, Phoebe. I'm sorry that you're so shook.
We're about to be shook.
Yeah, we're about to be shook down to our core. So let's do it. Okay, so this article, the title is The Stone Age People of North Sentinel Island. And this is very interesting to me because basically I'm just going to read the beginning of this and then I'll talk a little bit about it and about how fascinating I find this. Okay. There are very few truly uncontacted peoples left in the world. That is, people who have never been colonized or settled or had their mineral rights exploited, who know virtually nothing of the outside world and about whom the outside world knows virtually nothing about. One of these communities live on North Sentinel Island at the tip of the Andaman? Okay, sure. Between India and Malaysia to the east, protected by a jagged reefs, rough seas, and a reputation for shooting outsiders with arrows, there have been relatively few serious attempts to contact the Sentinelese.
Sentinelese.
Those that have been have failed. Even gifts and peaceful offerings left ashore by anthropologists and Indian government officials have been answered with a hail of arrows. When one such landing party actually made it to shore, the islanders simply vanished, seeming to melt into the jungle.
They were killed.
Well.
Wait.
Wait, no. The people they were trying to explore.
I see.
Melted in the jungle. Since the late 90s, the official policy of the Indian government has been to leave the Sentinelese alone. Still, that hasn't stopped accidental run-ins from occurring. Back in 2006, a boat carrying 2 fishermen accidentally drifted into the shallows of North Sentinel, and the fishermen were killed. When a helicopter was dispatched to retrieve the bodies from the beach, the islanders chased it away with arrows. Here's what we know. There are between 50 and 200 of them. They don't have writing. They don't know how to make fire. Observations made by landing parties in deserted villages have concluded that the Sentinelese wait for lightning strikes, then keep the resulting embers burning as long as they can.
That is mental.
That's mental. We know nothing of their language. Videos exist of the Sentinelese taken by anthropologists from distant vantages. This one consists mostly of footage from the 70s and features a gift of coconuts being made to the islanders. And the islanders' response, arrows fired at the anthropologist's boat, and a great deal of rude dancing and genital waggling aimed in their direction. There's a whole video of them just waggling their dicks at anthropologists.
Isn't that crazy that, like, there are, like, cultures and, you know, people like that exist that are just lost in the ancient world.
Oh yeah, but we're not done yet. We've still got a little.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not done yet. Another isolated Andamanese tribe, the Jarawa, have somewhat recently decided to stop murdering those who attempt to contact them.
Cool.
And in a startling about face, now seem to love frolicking with the outsiders who come to the beach to study them. So
there are another people, right? There are another clan of people.
There are another clan of people that had the same mentality for such a long time, where anytime someone would try to come up on them, they'd be like, yo, want an arrow up your ass? Because I'll gladly oblige. And that's just how they did their business for, like, a very long time. And now they're finally, there must have been, like, a shift in power or something, because now they're finally wanting to chat with people. But the Sentinelese are still shooting arrows and waggling their dicks at anyone who tries to come up on them.
Interesting.
Can you imagine, though, like, how terrifying it would be as like, someone who had no idea, like, no concept of technology or any kind of, like, outside contact? How terrifying it would be to have, like, a motorboat come up to your shore.
Yeah.
You don't even know how to create fire.
Now, that's the crazy thing. Like, I feel like fire is... I'm surprised they don't know how to make fire.
Well, it's like a step in the evolution of humankind.
Yeah.
That fire, once we discovered fire, then it was like you have dominion over the earth in a weird way because you can.
Yeah, I'm just surprised, like, they haven't.
They keep the embers as long as they can.
But they haven't, like, by accident, like, made fire, or, like, they haven't stumbled across it.
I mean, the thing is, it doesn't appear that there have been anthropologists that have been able to, like, explore these people because they just shoot them with arrows if they try to come near them.
Their world would get a lot easier if they realized how to make fire. You know, it's so funny. Like, I can just imagine, like, this guy, like, trying to contain these embers from like a lightning thing, and then some guy turns around next to him and just starts cooking up a fire, and he's like, wait, what'd
you do there? And he's like, yeah, I just found like this like little I found this weird little, like, I don't know, it's like a little magic firebox. It's just weird. When you look, it's just a Bic lighter that someone had just like dropped out of,
or
like
just
a
flint
boat.
He's like, yeah, this piece of like kind of like, I don't know, like,
it was this weird stone. I tried to eat it and it didn't taste very good, so then I threw it on the ground and it sparked, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna throw it on a bunch of ground, and then fire started.
And like, the guy's like, wait, so you, hold on, you're telling me
we could have had this the whole
time we had fire?
Bill, you dick. Why didn't you tell any of us?
Because I don't know. I just thought it was lightning.
I don't know. I just thought it was rock lightning. Lightning rock. Sorry.
Yeah, it would probably make their life so much easier. So much easier.
I like how that's what you're hung up on, just like fire in general. But just imagine if this tribe just let one person in with an iPad. Imagine giving a village an iPad. They wouldn't know what the fuck to do with it.
Yeah, just even just, like, taking someone out for the day into, like, the middle of New York City.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this, wait, what did they say? It's off of India, right? Between India and Malaysia.
It's kind of like The Village. You ever watch The Village, M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Yeah.
Like, one of the only good M. Night Shyamalan movies.
I loved The Village.
Yeah, that was a really cool
concept.
I feel like I have to give away the twist. Have I given away the twist? I've given a little.
Well, it is a very old
movie. It's an old movie, guys. So, you know what? If you haven't seen The Village and you're like planning on watching it tonight because that's just something you've got
you decided
lined up,
to do,
then turn your headphones / MP3 player off right now.
MP3 player. Your Zune. Turn your Zune off right now.
Yeah. The Village is a movie where it takes place kind of in, like, a little medieval village. Wait, what year would you say it's set in?
It looks like early America, so, like, colonial times.
So it's, like, kind of colonial, and it's kind of like a, I guess it's, like, a horror thriller. Basically,
oh, for
sure. It's, like, these monsters at night come into the town and basically start abducting people, I think. And if you leave this village and you go into the forest, like, the surrounding forest around them, you'll basically be taken away by one of these monsters.
Yeah.
Anyway, that kind of takes the back burner because you realize actually what's going on, and it's kind of like a conspiracy. But the big twist at the end of the film is like a number of the people end up fleeing the village and they go through the forest. Like the first time anyone's ever done it, they go all the way through.
Is it just one girl?
Oh, yeah, it's just one girl. She's
blind.
She's blind. So it's this blind girl who she's stumbling through the forest and she hits this wall. And she ends up kind of scaling the wall and she realizes that the entire time they've been in like a park, right? Or like a...
Yeah, they've been like in a closed off area.
Closed off forest this entire time. And it's actually set in modern day. So she like stumbles into like modern day traffic.
Yeah.
And that's the big twist of the film. Like the entire time.
So it's good.
It's about these people that like were really disillusioned with the world, the current world, and decided to make a village, like an old colonial village, to go back to like the old times where things were easier.
Yeah, like, so you didn't have technology and they kind of like...
But the people weren't aware of it in the town. So yeah. People were just born into it. It's a really cool idea.
Yeah.
It's quite shocking at the end because you're really not expecting it.
But this is very similar to this situation.
Yeah.
We're villaging these people.
Yeah. But they've seen planes and stuff, right? So I wonder what they think.
They have, but I'm sure they think it's like... They might think it's like some weird air bird. Like, giant air bird.
Giant metal air bird.
I don't know. Like, how do you explain it? Like, if I was a kid that was just left on an island and I never got to see any... Like, I had no idea what the outside world was like. If I just saw, like, a giant metal thing flying through the air, I'd be like, that's a really weird bird.
Yeah, I guess you just think it's a giant animal.
Yeah, or a giant animal or, like, some weird... I don't know. Yeah, you just think it's something weird that just, like, showed up. So I'm sure that's why they get so freaked out by, like, all the, like, boats and stuff coming up to their shore. Because they're like, who are you? Like,
why are you driving that alien spaceship?
Yeah, what are you doing? It's the same thing if, like, for example, like, if suddenly aliens came to our planet and were like, by the way, we have the cure for death, and also we can see in every direction. We can see future, past, present constantly. We live in the moment. We'd be like, huh? What do you mean you can do that? And then, like, they touch our forehead, and we'd be like, we see, like, the full expanse of the universe. We'd be like, it's okay, like that with villagers.
So a science fiction film.
Right. So my new concept for a science fiction film. But what I'm saying is, like, it must be mind-blowing to, like, just see anything.
Yeah.
Anything. I wonder if a lot of stuff, like, washes up on shore, though, that they're like, oh, like...
Just, I mean, to think they've never had the sweet taste of a hamburger.
Oh, struggles.
They've never had a burger. They've never had french fries. They've never had french fries. Think about that.
Of all the things. They've never had penicillin, Will. they've never had antibiotics. But yes, they've also never had french fries.
They
I just want an old-school Playboy magazine to wash up on their shore. That's where I want my rom-com to start.
Yeah, like a 1994 Playboy special.
Wait, yeah, can we make a buddy comedy?
Yeah.
Where just a bunch of Playboys, like a big, big box of Playboy magazines just shows up on like a deserted island with islanders that have never seen the outside world.
They don't know anything of film and television.
No.
They don't know about Game of Thrones. Imagine living in a world where you don't know about Game of Thrones.
The mother of dragons, yeah. Daenerys Targaryen.
They don't know anything about that. They haven't seen Harry Potter.
That's even more upsetting than anything.
They don't
know
anything about it. It hasn't even come into their head. Hasn't even been unleashed to them.
Of course it hasn't.
All these things. Imagine all the things we know.
On top of that, they wouldn't be able to understand any of it. They speak a different language than anyone else.
So you get someone from the clan, bring them over to the UK, US, mm-hmm. sit them down. What's the first thing you show them? What's the first thing you show them?
The first thing I show someone who's never seen anything from
the first thing you show them?
Modern world.
Sit down on your sofa. Perhaps there's a TV in front of you. You can put anything on the television. What do you put on?
Full House.
You put on
Season 3, Episode 4.
Nice.
No,
nice and
no,
specific.
No, I don't even know what that episode is. Someone else find it for me. I would put on like Blue Planet or Planet Earth so that they could at least see like an expanse.
That's a nice idea.
Well, because then it's visual. It's not also because they can't understand anything. Like if you tried to like show them a movie, they don't understand cultural norms either. So they wouldn't understand like a romantic comedy. They'd be like, why is that? Why are they sucking face like that? Like, what is that? Why is that person like?
Yeah. Why are they sucking face?
Why they be sucking face? That's the first thing they're going to say at a romantic comedy. Why they be sucking face? But no, like, they wouldn't understand any of the cultural norms. So you'd have to, like, start at a very universal basis. So my universal basis would be, like, let's show them the world. And then narrow it down.
Let's show them the world.
You know? And then narrow it down.
First song.
Ooh. Airplanes by B.O.B.
I mean, you'd have to.
Airplanes by B.O.B.
Yeah.
First song.
Beautiful Girl by
Sean Kingston.
Sean Kingston. Just Beautiful Girl, but the remix.
There's a remix?
Is there a remix? Yeah, there's a remix.
Were we going to get that on vinyl at one point?
I think you put, like, the Beatles on or something.
White album. Beatles white
album. Yeah, or something, like, really iconic. Like
Welcome to the Jungle, full blast.
Welcome to the Jungle.
I don't know what you would... I don't know. Or you give them a very traditional Indian song and hope that it somehow, like, is similar in some way to their own culture or language.
Yeah, that's true. You try and find, like, the nearest type of music which would fit.
Yeah, because they're really close to Malaysia and India, so you would hope that they have, like, some kind of connection to either of those countries.
Interesting.
Who knows? They might be really big Bollywood fans. We just didn't know it. They have a secret bunker filled with Bollywood movies.
Yeah, they have, like, they, like, see, they, we put on a Bollywood movie, and all of a sudden, like, they have a That's a Raven moment, where, like...
Like,
yeah, and all of a sudden, that's their thing.
They're like, oh, or you put it on, they're like, next.
It is amazing, though. All things aside, we're like, yeah, it is incredible that they're so divided from the rest of the world.
It's so also, separated. It's just crazy to me because, like, we have such first world problems constantly.
Yeah.
Like, such first world problems all the time. Their problems are like, oh, my other toe got infected. I gotta get rid of that one now. You know what I mean? Like, that's not even... I'm like, oh, my nail broke. I'm going to go get that redone.
Yeah, but there must be the kind of, like, interpersonal things happening in the clan.
Do you think so? Do you think there's drama?
I would... I feel like that's...
I'd watch that reality show.
A natural thing, like, with a group of people from 50 to 200 people. Like, there's going to be some sort of...
Can you imagine being...
Personal drama.
I can't imagine being stuck with the same 200 people.
No.
My entire life. Oh my god, that's awful.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's the biggest sorrow that I feel for them. Not even just being completely isolated from the rest of the world, but just having to deal with the same 200 people for their entire lives.
Yeah, it's like they don't... Yeah, they just...
I can barely stand my next-door neighbor and I don't even know them.
Like, and the best-looking people have to marry the best-looking people. Like, there's nobody...
Oh, honey, you know this is incest central.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, sorry. It's definitely incest central. There's no... I mean, like, there are only 200 people.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I guess if there are, like, a couple families, it doesn't have to. But if you want to propagate the land, you know, continue building up the...
200 people.
200 people. It was like a graduating class at a small high school.
Wow.
How many people were in your graduating high school?
In my year?
Yeah.
I'm like... 70 people.
Whoa. Oh, wow, you went to a tiny school. Yeah. So double that amount. No, triple that amount, and you're right around the same. So, like, your high school, basically.
No, I had 70 people in my year group, but then we had year groups, like, since, like, the age of, like, 8. No, since, like, 6, you go to my school.
What about your high school, though? Because we consider high school, like, 4 years.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I guess we didn't really call it that.
Saying about, like, how many people are in your high school? Like, if you had to say, like, you're... Because what is it, sixth form or...
That's what I'm saying. We didn't really have a...
No, you don't have a distinction.
It's just a school.
I want to relate to you and I can't. It's just, like, I'm on the island by myself. God, fuck.
We didn't have that.
Just trying. I'm really trying.
Your weird methods.
All right. Well, let's move on. let's move on to our final last...
Yes.
Amazing segment that I can't wait to talk about.
Okay.
I think it's time to go to...
Conspiracy Camp.
Whoop whoop. But let's go. Okay, guys, this is a Vox article. I'm so excited about this because we don't really very often get trashy on this podcast. We tend to talk about, like, we just talked about a lost society, you know. We're on the up and up for the most part.
Yeah, I'm really glad we were talking about that really poignant lost ancient tribe, and now we're going on talking about, well, what are we talking about?
The Kardashians.
The Kardashians.
Yeah, so we are going to talk about the Kardashians.
There you go.
We are going to, I'm so sorry if this is the 50th time that you've heard about the Kardashians today. I never want to be the source of,
Kardashian knowledge?
Yeah, I don't want to be, like, the source of Kardashian knowledge, but also, like, this just fit into conspiracy camp, and it's hilarious to me. So, like, I want to talk about it.
Is there a Kardashian knowledge? Can you blend two words together?
Knowledge is technically a Kardashian word because it starts with a K.
It's true.
So technically, knowledge is already Kardashian worthy.
Territory. Do you think, like, they just try and say things that begin with a K? Like, she's like.
Clearly, they make everything a K. Like, even when they write, what if when they wrote, have we ever seen them actually, like, has...
You mean croat? I don't know.
I'm saying C's. Like, I think C's and K's, because they already, like, fucked up C's for everyone.
What I'm saying is, what if they got their own language?
What I'm saying is that if they wrote a book, do you think they would replace all the C's with K's?
If they haven't, they should.
Currently, Kylie is cruising... in Cabo, like...
In Calabasas with a K.
Yeah. Calabasas, the city of Calabasas should actually, like, change the letter. Don't you think?
K, yeah.
I think they should, because it's basically Kardashian City. Anyways, okay, let's talk about the conspiracy now. Okay, this is a Vox article, and I gotta say, Vox is one of my favorite news sites, because they do a lot of very cool political stuff, but then occasionally, they just, like... dredge down into the gutters with the rest of us to talk about the Kardashians. Like, I live for it. But anyways, okay. The triple Kardashian pregnancy conspiracy theory explained. Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, and half-sister Kylie Jenner are all pregnant. Some people think that Kris Jenner planned it. And by some people, that means everyone. And by think, they mean we know that she planned it. Because I swear to God, like, it wouldn't surprise me if Kris Jenner, like, hands out their birth control to them.
Just
you know what I mean?
Hands out the birth control.
Like, it wouldn't surprise me if she's, like, so in control of their lives that, like, everything is monitored.
Everything is going to be calculated to some degree, though, doesn't it? I think it just has to be. It has to be. Because you're just, they're so in the public eye that, like, you think that, like, pregnancy... Because they have, like, they must have the most outrageous schedules, right? Because they're all constantly doing, like, a million things. And they're everywhere at any given time. There's, like, a million of them.
But, like, well, now there's about a billion of them because they're procreating.
So, but they must have to just work that shit out beforehand, right?
Yeah, well, Kris Jenner has to. She's momager, bro. They all have, like, did I tell you that I think I saw Kylie Jenner's assistant while I was in London Heathrow Airport, though?
Yeah, you did tell me that. In fact, you texted me about that.
I texted you. I'm nearly positive I saw her.
But you know, I sat next to Kylie and Kendall on a plane.
When did you sit next to Kylie and Kendall on a plane?
I was coming right from Vegas one year, and they were literally sitting in front of me. Like, in front of me.
Wait, is this pre face work Kylie Jenner?
No.
Post face work? When? How long ago?
Like, 3 years ago, 4 years
before
ago.
Before we started dating.
Yeah.
Oh, her face wasn't totally there yet then.
It pretty much was.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. I would have loved to have seen, like, the transition phase.
It was crazy. They were just there on my flight. It was like, wow. What are you doing here?
And you didn't hit up Kendall?
No, I wasn't.
Kendall's
like
your ideal woman.
I wasn't like, Kendall, what up?
Kendall, what up? You tall, I'm tall. Let's make tall babies. That wasn't your first instinct?
In fact, that's exactly what I said.
And then she got you kicked off the plane.
And then I missed my flight.
Yeah, because she kicked you off the plane because it was so disgusting. Okay, well, here we go. Let's talk about this conspiracy now. According to reports from TMZ, 3 of the Kardashian-Jenner extended family are now pregnant just in time for the 10th anniversary of Keeping Up with Kardashians. So that alone... The fact that they're all 3 pregnant on the 10th anniversary.
That is fucking wild.
Uh-huh. And according to a rumor posted to the blind item gossip site Blind Gossip, family matriarch Kris Jenner has been planning for this occasion for at least 3 years. In the never-ending quest for ratings and attention, this TV maven is trying to get the cast on the show excited about a new storyline. Why are you talking about the lives of your daughters as storylines?
I mean, ew. That's the problem right there.
3 of the women on the show, all pregnant, at the same time, ! And wait, whoa. Blind Gossip wrote that in 2014.
Whoa.
3 years ago.
Whoa.
And all of a sudden now.
It's happening. The reckoning.
Dude, this isn't even a conspiracy. This is real. Are we going to get in trouble for talking about this?
It's happening.
Dude, they're going to come for us, just so you know. Now Kim Kardashian is allegedly expecting a child with husband Kanye West via a surrogate. Okay. Kylie Jenner is allegedly pregnant by Travis Scott. We know that. And gross. And Khloe Kardashian by Tristan Thompson.
I'm a bit annoyed that Kim called her daughter North because surely they should have just maintained the K thing.
Oh, do you think Kanye was going to be down for that?
Well, so are you saying that Khloe's kids and Kylie's kids are going to have a K?
No, I don't think they will.
They should, though.
It's already ruined, though. Kanye actually would have kept with it because he's got a K. He would have fit the bill. But I think he just didn't... I think Kanye is kind of in charge of naming the kids, it seems like.
Well, his kid, yeah, but Kylie and Khloe.
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, it wasn't one of those things where, like, Kris Jenner... Because I'm sure you know Kris Jenner, like, walked into the delivery room after Kim gave birth to her first child and was like, so is it going to be Carson or Christy? And she was like... Bitch, it's gonna be North.
Yeah, it's gonna be Christine. I'm really thinking Christine Kardashian. Christy Kardashian. God. Christy's great.
Oh God, no, it's not.
Kelly Kardashian.
No, God, no. Well, none of these 3 sisters have officially confirmed their pregnancies yet.
Because the weddings do it on one day.
On the 10th anniversary.
And that day,
obviously,
something's gonna happen on that day.
Yep, obviously.
It's like all of a sudden, like. So here's what's going to happen. 10th anniversary. All of a sudden, Kim, Kylie, and Khloe come out wearing robes. And they've got a little hat on. They've got robes. They come out to the stage.
Oh, no. What are you doing?
And then they put all their hands together and they form a K with their fingers.
How would they even do that?
And like, then...
It doesn't make sense.
Time stops. It's been the prophecy all along. The Kardashian prophecy.
Oh, God, I hate it so much. I want it to end.
The 10th anniversary. That the prophecy says. The prophecy says that free women on the 10th year.
Nope, never. Of what? No.
The world will end.
Nope.
That's the new
theory. Honestly, it should. It should once three more Kardashians
have been born in this world. 2012, 2017. That's all I'm saying.
I think it'd be 2018. I'm
going to go sit back in my seat.
Just so you know, Will is sitting back with a very smug look on his face, even though he should not look smug. That was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
The Kardashian conspiracy with a K.
Oh, that's the title of this episode.
Boom,
Kardashian
baby.
Conspiracy.
Boom, baby.
So dumb. So dumb.
And all of a sudden, their eyes start glowing red, and we all bow down to them.
Okay, let's just stop with it. I think we're done. I think we're done with that.
Could happen.
Nope. No. It's impossible to know for sure that Kris Jenner actually personally convinced three of her daughters to get pregnant all at the same time, all in time for the 10th anniversary of the family reality show. But the persistence of the rumor speaks to the contradiction inherent to the way we see Kardashians. The Kardashians built their media empire on the idea that they are a family that viewers can be a part of. "We're the modern-day Brady Bunch" was an oft-repeated line in the first season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which is hilariously untrue. Like, in what world are any of us part of the Kardashian family? They're all, like, millionaires that just do whatever they want.
Like the Brady Bunch.
But they're not, because the Brady Bunch weren't millionaires that get, like, $250,000 for showing their ass on Instagram.
Also, can I just point out how outrageous the Brady Bunch was? It's a 60s family stuck in modern-day America. It's terrifying. Think about that.
No, It was like relevant at its time. It wasn't.
Yeah, but the family were like a 60s family. They were like, they all dressed in 60s clothes and no one understood them. Like a weird family.
But that's because I thought that was because they were from the 60s.
They time traveled?
No, it came out in, the Brady Bunch is from.
No, but all the more, all the subsequent stuff would be they were living a 60s life, but in like the modern day world. So, like, people, they would go to school and they'd all be, like, in their 60s clothes and people would be, like, dressing, like,
when did the Brady
90s
Bunch come out?
And 2000s people.
When did the Brady Bunch come out?
The Brady Bunch original show came out ages ago, but they made movies after it.
Oh, I had no, I was like, what are you talking about? The Brady Bunch is a really old show.
No, they made a series of movies about it. And
I never saw those.
That was the whole gag. Like, but think how weird the Brady Bunch family would have been to any outsider. Like, the Kardashians.
Sure.
All the pieces and moving around.
No, it's not. No, I'm really done talking about this with you. No. They would share every DUI, every argument around the family table. Every DUI. I love how that's part of this list. They would share every DUI, every argument around the family dinner table, every opulent quickie wedding with their audience because their audience was also their family. So basically the belief is just that they built their brand around making storylines based on their lives. And so I guess because of the demand of that, obviously Kris Jenner is going to try to make some kind of like next generation Kardashian line of girls that can come back up and be like the new Kardashians.
The new Kardashians.
Do you think she'll like remain the matriarch when like North is 14 years old and starts posting stuff on Instagram?
I don't know.
Like, do you think that generation is going to keep going, or do you think like we're the last generation that can like, I won't say appreciate the Kardashians, but appreciate the Kardashians.
No, there's going to be a whole new generation. It's like you know, one of those reboots.
But that's what Kylie already is for Kim.
No, she's OG Kardashian.
No, she's Jenner.
Yeah, but, you know, she kind of like.
But no, I see first gen of Keeping Up with the Kardashians was Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney all like making a mess and being crazy.
Sure, but Kendall and Kylie were in the first gen.
Yeah, but they were children. They weren't, like, hyper-sexualized like their sisters. And then, like,
true.
6 or 7 years later, after they, like, grew up a little bit. Yeah, about 6 or 7 years later. Then we have, like, Keeping Up with Kylie. Is it called Keeping Up with Kylie?
It depends what how you want to view it. Because you could be like, okay, well, they were the first bit of the family. And the second bit of the family is who we're seeing now. We've got North, we've got Saint.
They're all children, right?
And then
now.
We've got three other kids coming. Three other kids. There's gonna be five of them.
That's what I'm saying. Is this
five?
Is that the next gen?
Yeah, it's next gen. It's the next class.
Ugh.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the next class.
Stop it. Stop looking at me like you're satisfied with yourself. It's so bad. It's a bad idea and it's bad.
Well, that's what's going to happen, though. It's just fact. That's what's just going to happen. And if you...
But what I'm saying is Kris Jenner going to be able to manage them because she's going to be like 80 when they are like finally... Like,
I don't know. She'll probably have her own baby and then she, that will become...
Kris?
That will become the...
She's like 55.
That will become the new manager. It just comes out as a manager.
Whoa, it's like already like 32.
It's like talking 32. On a phone, like talking on those like phones, like one of those like flip phones. And she's like, what?
Flip phones.
Yeah, she pulls up the antenna. She's like kind of in the nose. I don't know. Anyway, I think we should draw a line here.
I think we
episode.
Should stop this. I think we should stop
unfamiliar
this.
Unfamiliar territory.
Yeah. I think we had a little too much fun in this episode. I'm sorry, guys. That was, you know, we went from B.O.B. to lost civilizations to losing our minds over the Kardashians. But thank you guys so much for listening. If you have anything that you'd like to comment on in this, feel free to tweet at us at Arden Rose or at Will Darbyshire. We're always there hanging out. Once again, thank you to Phoebe for sending us over that beautiful article that made this podcast at least somewhat educational.
Yes.
And we will chat with you guys next week.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Crash on My Couch would not be Crash on My Couch without the help of these wonderful people.
Mm-hmm. A special thanks to executive producer Tim Street, my manager Byron Ashley, producer Emma Kikuchi, and our editor Jason Perrier, and for production assistance from Alan Ortega. Thank you, guys.